We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Thanks for listening to the Dusty and Cam in the Morning podcast, brought to you by your local Les Schwab Tire Centers, where I get my Wild Country tires. Les Schwab, doing the right thing since 1952.
Live from Langdon Farms Golf Club, this is a special edition of Dusty and Cam in the Morning.
The good Lord would never disrupt the best game of my life.
Cooney Lexus of Portland presents the 7th Annual Fan Golf Classic. Brought to you by Pelican Brewing, Stark Street Lawn and Garden, by Washman Car Wash, Rebel Yell Bourbon, Biggs Chicken, by Encore Audio Video, Warren Allen Attorneys at Law, United Cerebral Palsy of Oregon, by Vacasa, The Children's Course, 808, Baseballism, by Pearl Vodka, 1-800-DIVORCE, Discount Windows, Laurelhurst Market, and by Big Fat Wieners. Dusty and Cam on 1080.
Top notch, top notch.
The Fan.
All right, 55305. That is the Better You Today text line. We got a lot of cases of the Mondays out right now. Maybe that the sun is shining and people are going to work and not here instead. But
is there a speaker?
Yeah, there has been.
Is there an announcement?
Yeah.
Is there really?
Yeah.
Like, people actually hear me talk?
Yeah, Cam didn't know that there is a speaker directly in front of us facing outward.
Well, I have the headphones on. I didn't know that actually you could hear me talk. Oh, well. That's disappointing.
Hey, this may be a real shock to you then. More people than just the one within earshot of this speaker can hear you. You are currently on the radio.
No, I get that. I get the radio part. I just didn't know we were had a speaker blasting these guys wanting to tee off. No wonder why the guy didn't make it past the red tees. He heard me say, "Well, hey, dude, you're going to have to play with your pants down.
I don't think it's that loud. Tees. I don't think it's that loud. Like, this guy's about to tee off right now.
Four!
No, you don't yell four.
Oh, so
that's the worst thing. Of course they're going to look when you yell four.
He didn't like that.
Yeah.
He did not like – I'm going to get in trouble.
Well, yeah, because you yelled four, and they looked over like, what the hell is that guy underneath the canopy over there yelling four at me for?
This made me crack up. This guy goes, Better You Today. He said, I found a club on the course once. The guy had his number on – which, by the way, put your number on your golf clubs. Not a lot of confidence you're going to keep him. And we called his wife, answered, and she thought he was at work.
Uh-oh.
I'm going to put my hand up and say, I have never done that. Line my butt off right now.
Okay. What?
Hey, honey, I'll be at, I got an event I got to go to. And,
immediately, what would you do if you're on the other end of the phone? And she's like, I thought he was at work. What would you do?
What?
Because immediately the first thing that popped into my mind is, yeah, the first thing that popped into my mind was like, oh, it looks like it's been here for a couple of days.
You know,
that's what I would go with is that it looked like it's been here for a while.
When you're caught, you're caught. You know how many times?
No, I got his back. I'm alive for that guy. Woo!
I'm telling you what, you got his back. You said, hey, we found this club. Well, I thought he was at work. Yeah, I think it would have been sitting in the water for a few days.
I'd be like, it looks like it's been here for a while. At least he's not at the strip club. Bye, and then hang up.
Hey, if you have not lied to your wife about going and playing golf, then you haven't.
You're not living.
You're not living. Just a few things in time. You have to.
But
if I drove by work on the way to the golf course, doesn't that count? Essentially.
I mean, lying about playing golf though is hard because it's like, what do you lie about that gets you 4 hours?
Yeah,
5 hours out there. I mean, like, that's a pretty big one. Like, it has to be. I'm going to work. I guess that's the only thing
I've stretched the truth about playing golf, but I've never lied about it, ma'am. Yeah. I might have not disclosed the entire day.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. That's not lying if you don't disclose it. You say, hey, I got some stuff I got to do.
Okay. 55305, it says, fiance and I are hauling a 6x12 trailer with kayaks across country to Dallas, Texas. That's only halfway across the country. First stop, Lake Tahoe playing Edgewood tomorrow. No case of the Mondays happening Ooh. There. Edgewood, that's where they have the celebrity.
The Edgewood tournament. Is, yeah, you were there last year.
Yeah, it is awesome.
It's awesome.
That place is cool. In that thing this year, they have Justin Timberlake there.
They do?
Yeah,
JT?
He's going to play in it.
Bringing Sexy back?
Now my wife wants to go back.
I wonder why.
She's like, oh, that's yeah, right. I'd go back to that.
All right, Jessica's got that on lockdown.
My wife thinks she has a chance.
Well, you know, is JT her number one celebrity as the is that the go to?
He's married to Jessica Biel.
Yes, he's married to Jessica Biel. Now this is going to get awkward for a second. But did you see what happened to Bradley Cooper and his wife?
I'd go ahead.
They're getting divorced. Bradley Cooper.
Yeah.
Remember the deal
is
with
he marry Lady Gaga?
Well, remember the deal, the uncomfortableness of the Oscars thing.
Oh, there was more. You was more I've, sexual tension than you know what I've, to do with there.
Man, I've gone down this road so many times.
Okay.
Hollywood is an egregious cheating culture, and okay. you will never ever in my life convince me.
Okay.
You will try. You're not that good of an actor. You're not that good of an actor. If you're getting after it on screen with somebody and you're married,
yeah.
I don't care what you want to call it, art. That's cheating.
Oh, you think that's cheating?
Absolutely 100,000 miles an hour percent. Do you see Tom Hanks doing it? Tom Hanks didn't do it.
Well, that'd be like if somebody worked for like a beer company, and they're like, yeah, no, I don't drink. Only for work, though.
Well, only for work.
Is that what I do
no,
for work?
No, I just don't know
is
how.
What I drink.
Can you imagine how difficult that would be if you were married or something? I mean, or just in a relationship. No wonder why they're all divorced.
Well, if you were the significant other that isn't an actor.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Like Bradley Cooper's wife doesn't act.
Yeah.
Right?
She's a supermodel, though.
Well, but, like, he gets to go ahead and spread it around with Lady Gaga. And you got the pool boy.
What? Remember Monsters Ball with Billy Bob Thornton?
And Halle Berry?
Yeah. The husband had no idea that scene was filmed.
Well, he was in for quite the surprise.
Yeah. All right. So, they weren't married? I don't know. They're just long-term couple. What's the difference? Common law, whatever.
Who, Halle?
Yeah. No, Bradley Cooper and that. I guess Bradley Cooper's a pretty big dude. I mean, good-looking guy, so.
Yeah. I mean, really bold claim you went there. Yeah, like, yeah. I guess he is.
I didn't mean to derail this segment. I just totally took it down the acting thing, which I think actors are really cool. I just don't know how they do it. Mm. I don't know how they do it.
Yeah. Peele and Corey brings up good point. Cam out here preaching golf course etiquette, yet screams four to somebody who's teeing off. Come on,
It was after he hit it.
No, it was not. No, I saw it.
I didn't say anything about golf course etiquette.
He was at the ball approaching, and you yelled four at his tee. He was like, what the hell is this guy
doing? I didn't
doing?
Say anything about golf course etiquette. I just said I know who you are when I golf with you.
All right. 55305, that is the Better You Today text line. I think that you guys have got great cases of the Mondays today. I'm sorry that this has happened to you guys. But I'm on a golf course today. You're not ruining today or tomorrow.
No.
Buck is producing a best of show for tomorrow, though.
What are we doing?
We are going to be playing out here in the client round for the fan.
Oh, that's right.
We're both going to be playing. And I don't know who I'm playing with yet. I hope they like to have fun on the golf course. And I hope they're not going to take themselves too seriously. So if you show up to the Fan Golf Classic tomorrow and you see me and your group, just know we're here to have some fun. If you're here with Cam, you're in to win, and you better be locked in, right? Because he just shot 74 at Mandan.
No, not at all. Not in this fun. We're out there to have fun. We're out there to enjoy each other's company and have a little bit of fun.
Speak for yourself.
Just please don't show up with rental clubs. That's all I say. Just don't show up with rental clubs.
Yeah.
Some from rental clubs. Borrow some from your friend.
What? out here with the rentals.
That's my number one sign when I walk up to you and the people go, just got the rentals. Let's go. It's going to be fun.
Why? Oh, see, why are you judging them for that?
I'm not
though?
Judging. It's just, it's
they're just out here
day.
To have a good time.
It's going to be a long day.
Woke up at 3 a.m. to go to work. Noticed my wife's dome light was on. Apparently, we forgot to lock the doors after getting the groceries yesterday, and somebody decided to go through our truck and steal some stuff. Thanks, loser.
That's a punchable moment.
We have a ton of break-ins in cars in the area.
Yeah, very punchable moment.
And, you know, they usually do. They say that most car break-ins happen just because you left your car unlocked.
Yeah, yeah, well, it makes sense. You just walk by and, oop, oh,
that
open.
Makes it super frustrating, yeah. Though, is like it's your own, like you did something wrong, but it's also at the same time, you're like, I shouldn't have to lock my car.
And don't leave all your crap in your car anyway, so, yeah.
Sometimes you have no other options.
That's true.
All right, 55305. That is the Better You Today text line. Tim Corbin is the head coach of Vanderbilt's baseball, and Vanderbilt and Michigan are facing off in the College World Series final. That starts tonight. Did you know? Did you know that was tonight? I have not. This is the year I have not watched any College World Series, and I feel kind of bad about
that.
I
watched it early at the beginning, but it's a long tournament. I mean, it's got some length to it, and then it's a double elimination, so yeah.
Yeah, it does. We have two guys that are very familiar with each other. We'll tell you a little bit about them, but then Tim Corbin, Vandy's coach, he had it's about a two-minute soundbite that I thought is something baseball needs. Dustin Cam on the Fan. Can we have a conversation really quick? I just saw this. We need to have a quick conversation about your head coach.
Which head coach?
This one.
Who's mine? I don't have a head coach. Yeah, I'm my own head coach.
Yeah, you do.
Which head coach are you talking about?
I Chris don't have a Peterson.
He's not my head coach.
Yes, he
is.
He
and I are equals.
Wow.
We're just old guys now. He just happens to have a really better job than, well, good
he
job.
Is,
great job. Elite
he's
job.
He's your head coach of your alma mater, which makes him yours.
He is the head coach of my alma mater.
Which makes him yours. There is a picture of him with a recruit that I've just been sent, and he's wearing purple camo pants?
Yeah, he's got purple camo pants. They're wearing the Hawaiian shirts now. They got a lot of cool stuff. Hey, it's all about marketing.
Okay, but like Chris Peterson, I get the
those
Hawaiian
are Zubas.
The Hawaiian shirt is the quintessential old white guy shirt, you know? Like
they
I can't
camp.
Wait till I graduate into that.
I think
he's
they're doing camp there this week.
Purple camo pants.
I think they're having like a 7-on-7 passing camp this weekend, and a lot of kids were coming in there, and they were having all sorts of different stuff, and so, yeah.
That doesn't explain purple camo pants, Cameron. Isn't that a little weird? That's a weird look.
I can't criticize any guys over the age of 50. Whatever they want to do, sport it. I don't care.
I just don't.
I got no problems with it.
You can't criticize. You talk about the cargo short dad all the time.
I said I pick and choose who I want to criticize at any time. I take more heat than anybody does
in
this entire station.
I just never saw that coming from Chris. Of all the coaches in the Pac-12, that's the least
surprising. It took Sprague to lecture Coach, making sure Coach Smith to say, hey, man, you better get on social media.
Well, why don't you do that with Coach Peterson and the camo pants?
What they told Coach Pete and the rest of the guys is, Coach, you can't just do the Jim Harbaugh and the khaki love and the khakis and all the time. You got to break away. You got to go Hawaiian shirt. You got to go Zubas. You got to go camo.
Well, that's like saying, hey –
you got to get these kids. They need this kind of excitement.
Extra long board shorts are out. And so your reaction is, okay, I'm going to go with the Speedo then.
No, I'm.
You don't do that. You kind of, okay, I'll go branch out a little bit.
We are making our way back. And everybody that's an athlete right now, we are on our way back to the 70s, to the 60s and 70s with sport shorts. These dudes roll up their shorts. LeBron James, it is high and thigh.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing, things are tighter and smaller, which I don't know why. But if you got it, flaunt it.
Well, the reason why is because you want to show off your fitness. Your fitness.
That's fine, but what if you're not fit?
Well, then that's like it's like these purple camo pants that Chris Peters is wearing. You just don't go that route.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. Maybe you just don't.
Oh, so look at you criticizing Coach Peterson. I see how it is.
I literally, welcome to the conversation. That's what I've been talking about the whole time.
You're like, you want me to give him a call? So, hey, Coach Pete, Dusty has a problem with your pants?
Yeah, it was just a question of where did those come from? Why is
know.
He wearing them?
I don't know. I have
just
no
don't
idea.
Get it. All right.
When I see Nick Saban in camo, I'm going to think the same thing.
Me too. Well, we'll have this conversation about Saban too.
Yeah.
Or anybody else that you go, huh?
You know Nick Saban is like Rico Suave with the moms.
Well, yeah.
When he gets in a room for recruiting at your house, it's over.
Well,
the moms are like, I am in with this man. He is spectacular. I want him to take care of my son.
They
he
said
is
that
a
his
lockdown.
LSU days, it was the dads wanted to hang out with him. The moms wanted to
hang out more.
Wanted him to hang out.
Wanted him to hang out. Nick is spectacular at recruiting.
Yep.
Coach Saban.
He's good. Done good.
Yeah.
All right.
You got to convince the parents. It's important.
College World Series Final Series gets underway tonight at 4 o'clock our time on ESPN between Vanderbilt and Michigan. The winner, how about that? The winner of the Corvallis region, Michigan, is winning. But then you have Vanderbilt, who won a national title just a few years back.
Yes. Baseball school.
It is now a baseball school. They got some pretty terrible uniforms, but they got some classic looks as well.
True.
Their coach, his name's Tim Corbin, and he was asked yesterday about Mississippi State center fielder Jake Mangum, who, when the Bulldogs were eliminated in Omaha, he took it as a chance to speak up for one of his assistant coaches. Mm. And he said the NCAA failed to pass a rule that would bring a third assistant coach.
Yeah.
To baseball, and it would have given college baseball more scholarship opportunities to offer, and for whatever reason they didn't pass it and didn't pass the rule, and so you have these volunteer coaches that are going broke but changing guys like Mangum's life. And Mangum's plea to the media and everybody else in college baseball was brought up to Tim Corbin, and this is what he said, and I think that this is great for baseball because you never hear people talk out in baseball terms from within the game quite like Tim Corbin did.
It's the most short-sighted thinking aspect of our game that we've been a part of. We lose good people to other jobs, other sports, softball, professional baseball. They leave baseball because they can't afford to stay in it. I got a volunteer on my right. Why that hasn't been changed, why that hasn't been turned over in the last couple of years is really, really sinful. It's dehumanizing in so many different ways. It doesn't open up opportunities. We're very white inside the sport. Eric and I have a collection of minorities, but because we're very white in the sport, we don't open up opportunities for other minorities. And I'm not talking about blacks, I'm not talking about Latins, I'm talking about women. I'm talking about other people that have an opportunity to potentially coach at this level. You say, women in baseball, women are in the NFL, women are doing Major League Baseball on TV. We limit ourselves greatly. And because of that, when you've got young people that aspire to go to college and play a sport, they look at the people coaching it. And when they don't see people like them, then they shut down the sport. Then they move to another sport. I can't believe we've done that to ourselves. I can't believe that we didn't overturn that. We say we'll revisit it in 2022. 2022, I don't know if I'll be alive. You know, we walk around and think that we're going to be living the next day. No, that should be adjusted immediately. It's something that needs to be done. For a 21-year-old kid like Jake Mangum to speak up says everything you want to know. Student athletes thinking about that position, thinking about that position and someone that they work with every single day, someone who's always there, and you can't compensate them or reward them with just simple medical benefits. It's baffling and it's sad. It needs to be adjusted quickly without question. We're better than that.
You know, and he brings up an interesting point about baseball and when you look at the sport and how he's saying He mentioned at the very beginning, he said, I have a guy to my right who's a volunteer. He's talking about Michigan head coach Eric Bakich, who they were both volunteers at Clemson together.
Yeah.
And they kind of, the Corbin and Bakich, they coached together. And he's saying that we have an issue in the game because, one, we can't pay our assistants enough. Two, the people that do stick around, he goes, we're just a bunch of white dudes that's alienating kind of the game of baseball.
It's very difficult because baseball doesn't, I mean, come on, it straight up honesty, it's not the most revenue generating sports at these universities. So they succumb to what's called budget issues with football and men's basketball. And you're looking at programs where Michigan looks at it, it's like, we're a football school. They're a basketball school.
Yeah.
And it's and I agree with them completely. I mean, there should be more women in baseball. Why can't there be? My wife had the opportunity to coach for the assistant coach with high school this year for a men's baseball team. Our coach asked her to be out there. I thought that was – she loved every second of it, getting a chance to be around it. Why aren't there more women? Why aren't there more minorities? The NCAA has broken models across the board. We're just talking about what's wrong with what they do with students. But there are coaches and people that – sit there and put in time and more effort, and they don't get any reward other than just the pleasure to be able to work with young athletes. So I agree with him. That's his crap. We'll table this till 2022. That's such a stupid committee.
Why 3 years?
That's just such a committee of guys sitting in there. It's just insane. Mark Emmert, all of it, threatening. It's infuriating at this point.
I think that it's important that, you know, sports have these conversations about it, because if you look at one of the big swings in popularity in the game, basketball in particular, it's not just and this is one thing that Corbin kind of touched on, it's not just a men's game, it's a men's women's game.
Yeah.
You look at, it's not divided ethnically or racially, it's kind of turned itself into, we can be this global game, just like soccer is, because it doesn't take a whole lot to play.
What is a global game? Baseball is a massive game.
And now you know, well, that's bad talk of basketball, but baseball is just as global, but it's like when you get to the United States, it's shut down, and it shuts other people out.
Yeah.
And if you look at, you know, whether it's the Latin countries or, you know, the island nations in the Caribbean, oh my gosh, the game is way more popular than it is even over here. And
it's money driven, Dusty. It's greed. And they don't want to pay these other guys because they want to keep more revenue. And scholarships are split in half. You have 85 football scholarships, but heaven forbid you can find 15 scholarships to be able to break up between baseball teams. It's difficult.
You know what they're at right now?
Yeah.
11.7.
Yeah.
They don't even have 12 full scholarships.
No. And they got to break them up into quarters and halves. And
yeah.
Yeah.
All right, 55305, that is the Better You Today text. And College World Series gets underway tonight. Michigan, Vandy. Vandy looking for their second national championship, I believe, in the last four seasons. All right, coming up next, do's and don'ts when you're on the golf course. We've already committed a few don'ts, and we've seen a lot of do's out there. Right now it's Buck with SportsCenter. You know you got me going. Yeah, I want to take a chance to thank some more of our sponsors, you know, like Vacasa and Schoolhouse Supplies, Winco Foods, Portland Open. Great partners out here at Langdon Farms and the Cooney Lexus of Portland Fan Golf Classic. Groups are going around. It's always a great couple of days out here on the course. So if you're playing tomorrow afternoon, stop by, hit us up, say hello. It will be out here. Even though we won't be on the air, we're going to have a best-of show tomorrow. Ryan Buckley's working very hard and diligent at putting that together. We will be out here. So come say hi to us. And we're going to be playing in the morning. And I'm playing in the afternoon, too.
Are you?
36 holes.
You're doubling up tomorrow?
Yeah.
Wow.
Doing
both. Look at you. You're not making it past 1 o'clock, dude. It ain't happening.
Well, because my second tee time's at 1:30.
You're not. Yeah, okay, I'm going to
give
you
three. So I'll be around for both.
Dusty's going to be in a fog.
You don't know. You don't know that yet.
I'm calling it.
Nah, it'll be.
Calling it.
It'll be fine.
Oh, no.
It'll be fine. Your Cam Newton tried to pay a guy $1,500 on an airplane.
To what?
To switch seats with him.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Was he flying coach?
I don't know what Cam Newton's deal is. He was on his way back from France this weekend.
Okay.
And he was getting on a plane.
Yeah.
And he didn't have a extended legroom seat or a first class seat.
Oh, so he was flying coach.
He was flying coach. And he went up to a guy and he offered a guy who had the one of those front row seats there.
A little pods, little business class pod?
No.
Or just a front row seat?
Just one of the front row seats where you have the big wall in front of you, so you got a little bit more
room, more space.
The divider between first class.
Yeah.
And he said, "Hey, can I give you $1,500 and I'll switch seats with you?" And
what's
the guy said, no.
Well, and that's a bad thing?
Guy said, no. Well, would you give up, it's a 10-hour flight.
Oh, hell
would
no.
You give up
no,
that
me,
for
no.
$1,500?
If I was a smaller, slighted person, I had $1,500 cash, a little 10-hour inconvenience, yeah, see why not.
I would have maybe tried to work him for a little more, but
I would have bid it up. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So make it two and we're good.
By the way, why is Cam Newton flying coach?
That is my that's the question I asked at the beginning.
Like, what the hell is
that? Doing? What is he even doing back there?
Yeah.
With the common folk.
With the common folk. And oh, and the just, cattle calls, what you call it back there. I'm telling you, if I'm making any flight.
Look, I've never flown first class before, so I am one of those common folk on every single flight. I've never in first class.
In your
class.
Life?
Never in my life.
Never flown. You never got upgraded or
nope.
Never the opportunity for the $50 upgrade?
No, I've had the opportunity, but I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah, well, you know what? You're 5'10", so that happens.
So you have to be over 5'10 to fly first class?
Absolutely not. I just try to get under your skin. No.
I have no idea what that would how you did that.
Little people can handle the smaller seats. Us dudes that are, I mean, Cam Newton's 6'5". He's 250 pounds. He shouldn't be flying coach anywhere. He's got plenty of money. This is a booking error.
Yeah.
I think this is a major. Whoever his travel agent is should be fired.
Oh, right.
Or Cam Newton's really cheap. But I mean, $1,500? Just the ticket exchange cost should have been more.
I wonder how high he was willing to go.
Oh, see, this text is saying, Dusty, he missed his first class flight. Like, he missed his flight, so he had to get on the next flight.
Okay, again, your problem.
Yeah, it's his problem. Yeah. But I don't mind him offering $1,500.
Oh, no, he's totally in the right
for
that.
Yeah, what's wrong with that?
It's just an interesting question. Like, how many people did he go through? Two, it looked like he just asked one guy.
I would have gone right down the line. It was like $1,500. You ever seen the old Alaska Airlines commercial?
Would it
Do you
be
have four quarters for a dollar? Do you have two quarters for $5? Oh, boy. Just start offering everybody.
Is the leg room worth a middle seat?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
Well, it depends on who is on port and starboard with you.
You get the leg room, but you have to be in middle seat. Like, this is it's a big question.
I don't know. That's a good question. That's a good question. Depends on how big how your neighbors are.
Because one of the worst parts about the middle seat, too, is that you don't, like, which one do you lean on? Do you just take both armrests over?
You make the other ones lean.
Because
lean
you're, like, you guys get a window in an aisle. You lean out. I get both if I'm in the middle.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way that I think I think
take
of that. Okay. All right, that's my hot NFL talk today.
Cam Newton.
Were you ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
I have one other NFL story, actually, too. The NFL is got to make a decision. They have 3 months to decide whether or not they're going to stick with DirecTV as the exclusive partner for Sunday Ticket.
Yeah.
And Sports Business Journal had an article up about how they may just stick with DirecTV. Because the NFL is not getting bids from streaming services that are equal to the $1.5 billion annually they get from DirecTV.
Mm-hmm.
So they may just
their coverage.
They may stick with DirecTV only because it's $1.5 billion they're not getting from streaming
services.
It goes
to show you that, you know, this cut the cord mentality, which I can appreciate it and I think that it's happening. Though the convenience of immediately striking on my television and having football at readily available in multiple different avenues at any point in time to watch any game with the consistency, as much as it says, DirecTV is more consistent. It's more consistent than the internet. They're not going to get those kind of monies yet. The NFL is trying to leverage. They're trying to get Amazon. They're trying to get all these streaming services to leverage to get more money. but maybe the draw isn't quite there yet financially. How much did you say? 1.6?
$1.5 billion.
I have no idea how you turn that money down.
Well, you get more from a streaming service, or they don't believe that they will be able to get as much money if it's non-exclusive rights.
Yeah.
Which is nothing but leverage for DirecTV for the next round of negotiations, because if they have 3 months to decide whether they're going to opt in or out. If they opt in, then yeah. DirecTV has got 3 more full seasons of being the exclusive partner. If they opt out, it'll be done after the 2019
season.
Well,
this is rich people problems. Okay, this is wealthy people problems. So if it can do anything for us common folk now that are consumers to drive the prices down where we can consume this product at a lesser price, find a way.
Well, then here's the thing: is that it absolutely will impact every other person around, because either your streaming is going to go up exponentially. Like, people say, how did cable costs get to the way that they are right now?
Channel costs.
Streaming is going to get to that point when Amazon and we're already seeing it with Netflix. Netflix has gone up.
God, like, they know. $17 now.
If you like the original
egregious
content you get from Netflix,
I know,
you're going to have to pay more and more.
And that's $9.
That's exactly why cable
stinkers
is as expensive as it is right now. It's because they keep adding
channels. I like
Adam
Sandler, but what am I paying for? What am I paying for, Adam?
I don't know.
And Friends leave. If Friends leave and Seinfeld leaves and Office leave and they all go to the NBC streaming, I'm like, what the heck do I need Netflix for?
Is Seinfeld on Netflix?
I don't think Seinfeld is.
Oh,
but
I was
Friends
like,
and the Office
you
are.
About to make my day. I was
no,
about to
Seinfeld's be... got their own. They're their own thing. They're their own deal.
I bet Seinfeld is one that you could... They could just have their own streaming service.
Just by themselves.
You know, that would be one, like, too. Like,
NBC's going to get it. And then they're going to put commercials it's a mind blower.
I don't think people would buy it if it had commercials. But then again, YouTube. Like, people thought that was the draw for YouTube, is no commercials.
Yeah, Stranger Things. That's it. Supposedly, there's a new series called Yellowstone. What's that out? What's that on? Is that on Netflix? Somebody told me I need to watch the show Yellowstone now.
I think that's on Nat Geo, isn't it?
Is that Nat Geo?
I don't know. Don't quote me on that.
I don't have that kind of time.
Isn't Stranger Things coming
out
next
Stranger
week?
Things 3 trailer just came out.
Well,
it came out on Friday.
Doesn't it come out next week?
I think so.
I think it comes out 4th of July.
4th of July?
I think it's 4th of July release date.
The Upside Down. I'm ready for it.
Like I said, it comes out next week.
Isn't that next week?
Hey, 4th of July is next week.
4th of the 3rd.
Isn't
of
it?
Oh, it's on a Thursday. I almost
2 weeks.
Thursday.
We got 2 weeks.
2 weeks.
Oh, my God. It's amazing. Yellowstone on the Paramount Network.
Paramount Network. Okay. Yeah. All right. I got to check that out.
I don't even know what the Paramount Network is.
You have Hulu. Seinfeld's on Hulu. I thought you were a Hulu guy.
Yeah, I don't.
You don't watch? See?
I don't watch Seinfeld on there. I don't. Well, it hasn't popped up for me yet. I don't know. I got to go searching for it. That's the other thing. Streaming service is so hard when you have so many programs, hard to find it. Mm. Like on TV, I know what channel to go to.
Oh.
You know? All right.
Again, rich guy problems. NFL.
NFL.
What a struggle.
I believe that somebody will, if push comes to shove, somebody's going to pony up $1.5 billion for the streaming rights to Sunday Ticket. And I hope that it is a service that I currently have right now.
Okay.
Like Amazon Prime, or Hulu,
we'll have to pay more.
Netflix. Yeah, we'll definitely have to pay.
You're already charging for the Red Zone channel, which I think is egregious anyway.
All right.
Punks.
Get you set for the day on the fan and out here at the 7th Annual Cooney Lexus of Portland Fan Golf Classic, brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, right here on 1080 The Fan. All right, 12 minutes until Team USA women take on the Spaniards.
USA.
America.
Let's go, ladies.
F yeah. FS1, winner goes on to play the French. And then the Swedes in Canada play on the other end. I guess that's
Canada.
That's America's
right. No, I have a little Canadian hate right now. They're just whiners selling us down the road, telling our ladies we're a little too aggressive on their celebrations. You know what, Canada?
Yay.
Go win a Stanley Cup. You enjoy that, Larry O'Brien.
Take off, hosers.
You go win a Stanley Cup, and then you can talk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anybody can win a basketball championship.
Yeah.
Canada. I can't ever find a reason to hate Canada, but right now, how dare you talk bad about our ladies?
It's cold in Canada.
It is cold.
I couldn't handle it. Not a Canadian. Wouldn't be a good Canadian. Other than I do enjoy a beverage or two, which is what a lot of people are doing. We just had some P1s come up. Chris and the gang were up here just a minute ago. It was the group that yielded four at earlier in their round. They
well deserved.
I don't think it was well deserved.
Yeah, I think it's well deserved. You got to be distracted. You know what? Playing this weekend with all the guys, you better have blinders on with the amount of distraction, heckling, beer throwing, the things that goes on with the dudes that I play golf with. If you can't handle a little four call in the backswing.
Now, were you participating in the heckling and throwing?
I have it on video.
Of you yelling at other guys? Okay.
Yes.
I mean, you're a rules follower.
It's on social media.
You're a gentleman's game rules follower. Yeah. How do you feel about the yellow balls and
I don't mind
the hyper-color balls?
I don't mind those. I don't mind those at all. I think it's fun for golf. I think it's fun for golf. You want to play a little different color ball and do that, that's fine.
Cam plays a soccer ball, or you did last year.
The Truvis. There's some really cool balls that are out there. Mm-hmm. But, yeah,
Okay.
And dress fun. Dress, you know, give a little spice. Put some different colors on. I'll wear pink.
Golf not
I'll wear
nearly
bright
as
colors.
Stuffy as it used to be, no. But still pretty
stuffy. I need
to
see you in khaki all the time in your cargo khakis.
Cargo
short-wearing guy, not happy with me. As he said, I wear cargo shorts everywhere. And I went, all right, I'll judge.
No, they do.
I'm going to judge you.
I mean, they do. But I think that you have taken cargo short wearers and you have put them into one box.
I've made them
and
very
is,
defensive.
No, you put them in a box. You say you hate being put in a box. You put every cargo short
I never said I hate being put
into
in a box.
A box.
When did I ever say that? I'm in a box. I'm a
you say it
bald
all the time.
Ginger.
Don't put me
what
in a
else,
box.
What box do I live in?
You say, don't put me in a box like that. You put all of them in a box.
I walk around.
You think that they're all overbearing baseball dad.
No, I just think they're this salty. I appreciate a good saltiness in somebody. But fly off the handle guy is going to be the first guy wearing cargo shorts.
Now, I do agree with that.
Fly off the handle guy.
But I don't look at a guy wearing cargo shorts and say, that guy's going to fly off the handle. It's just when the guy flies off the handle, look down. Mm. Oh, yes, you've got a bunch of stuff shoved into those pockets. That nobody else finds a use for.
And usually a couple cans of Copenhagen, some, you know, there's a few things in there. And
yeah, I don't know. I don't know if it's.
Maybe it's Skull. Maybe it's a long cut.
It might be. Yeah, a red man.
Yeah, a little red. A little Levi Garrett.
A little beach nut.
Yeah. Jaw!
But I just felt like on that one, I don't know why, but I defended a cargo short
you
guy.
Can defend
Maybe I'll get some. Maybe I'll get a pair. Maybe I'll get a pair.
That'll be the day.
I'll get a pair.
They're falling off. You can't hold it. You need a big belt.
Mm. I would. There's also a new job that I found, and I don't know if this guy just made it up. There's a guy who he calls himself a numerologist. He tracks people's numbers in professional sports.
Say that one more time.
A numerologist.
Okay.
Now, when I say that, you may be thinking, and I say he tracks people's numbers in sports.
Kind of like a capologist does for the general manager to help them stay within those frameworks.
You may think that.
Yeah.
No.
No?
No. This man, he just tracks the jersey number players wear. That's it.
Isn't that just...
Look it. And then he makes a graphic of each player's jersey number and their name on the back of it.
Okay.
He's created a job called being a numerologist for
numerologist.
The NBA.
All right.
When somebody says, don't chase your dreams, I point to the Etienne Catalan.
Good for him.
That's
There's
what
a
he
niche
gets
for
to
everything.
Do. You could do whatever you want.
Flugelbinders.
My God.
Anybody, you got to make money in flugelbinders.
God bless that man and getting that job.
My cocktail quote for the day.
All right.
Everybody's gotta make something. Go do you.
Yeah, I wear cargo shorts all the time, and I don't even like baseball. How can he be aggressive baseball dad?
Angry cargo shorts. Angry cargo shorts. Angry.
Did you have an
angry
shorts?
I'm pointing.
You're doing it again?
I'm going to do it to our list. Dang it. Guess what I'm wearing tomorrow?
Huh? Cargo shorts.
I'm wearing some damn cargo shorts.
That's right. All right, 55305.
That one was wonderful.
Plaid cargo shorts are the official uniform of the guy that yells at his girlfriend in public. Adding plaid to it.
No boy.
All right, we'll be out here all day. If you are going to be at the 7th Annual Fan Golf Classic, brought to you by Cooney Lexus of Portland, come on out. Let's do this. Let's have fun and come say hi.
I'm going
to hop in the golf cart and come say hi to y'all out on the course. We'll see you in the afternoon crowd at 1. Up next is the Herd with Colin Cowherd, 9 to noon, noon to 3, during Sprague, 3 to 7, primetime with Isaac and Soup. Have a great Monday. See you Tuesday right here on The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.